Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Health Blast Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher of Alternative Medicine and Wellness Radio. It is going to be a great year, 2015. We are going to have several of our guests who are inspirational, telling their stories, sharing a lot of their tips about how to live a holistic life and love it. We all have all kinds of challenges these days, and we say we'll try things. We don't get the greatest results, or sometimes it's just mediocre. But we're going to learn to love a holistic life. Isn't that great? We're going to learn that it's great to get up in the morning. It's fabulous if it rains, and it's absolutely incredible that we have these challenges and all of the things we can learn from that. And isn't life just a roller coaster? So thank you so much for joining us. Please check us out on Health Blast Radio on Facebook, and also Health Blast 2015 on Twitter. Also our website, drjeanettegallagher.com, for more information. We also have a Women Over the Age of 50 group starting February 1st, which will be sharing a lot of information about how to help us and ourselves. As we are women, we are also caregivers. We are also part of this world that will be bringing more compassion and empathy towards others. Please do join, and please do check it out on our website, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. And now, back to the show. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show today on Health Blast 2015 on Alternative Health and Wellness. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. We are right in the midst of our Sundays with Alan Klein. It's an absolute fabulous thing we decided to do all through this Health Blast, is have Alan Klein every Sunday, because he has so many books of inspiration, and it's all about stopping, paying attention, sitting down, and just thinking, you know what? I'm not feeling well today, I'll read an inspirational quote from one of his books. Or maybe I will share that with someone else. Or maybe someone else needs to borrow my book and feel better for themselves. Alan has many books, and please do check out his website on the bottom of today's show page. And you can go to his website and find out all the other topics that Alan does cover with so many other small quotations in inspirational books. Today the book is The Art of Living Joyfully, How to Be Happier Every Day of the Year. Absolutely wonderful book for the month of January, right? About every day. So many say, you know, I want to lose weight, I'm going to get my hair cut, I'm going to save money, I'm going to move, I'm going to get a better job. And those are all things that are outside of you. How about being happier just with a moment inside of yourself? And I really believe that that's what Alan has so many quotes in here. You should be able to find something that will speak to the inside of yourself, because we continue to look outside of ourselves. I can almost guarantee you by the end of next year, you'll be in the same place saying the same words as you are now in January, because you're looking outside of yourself. It's time to look inside. What will make you happy with your inside self? And that's where really everything starts. Alan, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us here on this Sunday.
And because the book is called The Art of Living Joyfully, it is a joy to be on your show today.
Oh, it's a joy to have you. Don't you think this is a wonderful book for the beginning of the year?
You know, it's not only wonderful, but I was just flipping through it because I've written so many books, sometimes I forget what's in my own books. But there's a whole section called New Day. So there's all these quotes and thoughts on having a new day, like having a new year to begin again, to start fresh, to enjoy what's ahead of us. So we can cover some of those as we chat.
Well, you know, it's so important, too, to be able to say and pay attention that, you know, we say we're going to start the new year off running, and I'm going to this, that, and the other, and you put down your checklist, you know, and you get up to the middle of the year, and you're reevaluating your checklist, and then you get into the fall, and you're going, oh, I only have so much time to get through that checklist, you know, and it's still outside of yourself. And I've found so many quotes in your book that spoke to the inside of yourself and being paying attention.
So right, yes, we look We look so many times outside of ourselves for our happiness. And, you know, I can think of people who did not have a great life. My aunt, for instance, it was World War II. She was divorced. She was working at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. She had very little money. At one time, they were on welfare. She was one of the happiest people I have known in my whole life. If she would hear that, say, somebody in the apartment building that she lived in, like five-story apartment building, somebody was pregnant, immediately she'd take out the knitting needles and knit a sweater for them. Or if it was someone's birthday, she'd go to the kitchen and make cookies. And she was always happy. She was always joyous. And it wasn't the outside. It wasn't the money. You know, it wasn't the things. It was just being so great for other people, in spite of the fact that they didn't have a lot of wealth. And that was her true wealth, I think.
And I think so, too, with the invention of the Internet. Everybody's, you know, all these wonderful things with it. But there's also that thing, too, is that people can have more to compare themselves to. In other words, you and I are both much older, and we can look back, you know, to when we grew up. It was all about the community library on the corner, and you were limited by what the library had on more or less what your knowledge was, you know, or sure, by who you encountered or what kind of experiences they did or did not have. And that is so vitally important, because now everybody's got an experience. Everybody wants more, 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 you know, and they see all these people, places, and things all across the country, and they're saying, my goodness, you know, I want to be like all of this, and it sets people up for a whole lot of disappointment. So I really think by just being happy with yourself, you know, you can alleviate a lot of that comparison shopping, as I would call it.
Yeah, I had a great teacher once who said to want what you don't have is to waste what you do have. I love that. It's just like to want what you don't have. So you don't have a Mercedes. You know,
right.
You know, love what you do have. Love that you go on the bus every day, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. Because that's what you have. Why? You're wasting your energy wanting something that you don't have. And you're not getting pleasure out of what you do have. So what you just said is so important to particularly people starting the year. Maybe start a gratitude list, you know, of all the wonderful things you have in your life, whether it's, you know, not possessions. I don't mean like your house or something, but all those non-tangible things that you do have. And I know your day, I know your year will be more joyous if people do that.
And also, you have a quote in this book, The Art of Living Joyfully. It is right on your heart that every day is the best day of the year, Ralph Waldo Emerson. And you know what? If we keep waiting for it to be somewhere else, sometime else, why can't we just say, as Ralph did, you know, is that today is the best day, you know? Today is the best day of the year. Just be happy with you for that moment.
So true. Just every day, every moment is a chance for us to enjoy ourselves. And one of my next books down the road, I can give your listeners a little preview. It will come out in March, and it is called You Can't Ruin My Day. And the reason I'm bringing up that now is because so often we give a power away to other people or to other situations. So, you know, we're in traffic jams, so we start cursing. We get a speeding ticket, so we curse the ticket, we curse the policeman. Whatever it is, and we forget that we have that power to, in spite of what happens to us, to still enjoy the day. You know, the day hasn't changed. It's the way we look at it. It's our attitude that really makes the difference. And, you know, Viktor Frankl talked about this in a concentration camp, that he found something to laugh about every single day, which he said gave him hope to you know, look forward to the next day. And I can't imagine, you know, finding any humor in a concentration camp, but he did, and he not that he, you know, totally enjoyed the day. It was not that kind of situation, but it made him realize that he could rise above that situation, and he didn't let it take power over him. And it's our attitude that really makes the big difference in how we look at every situation, every moment of our day.
Yes, you know, I had a dear friend who's now almost 90, I believe, and they also had that situation, you know, with a lot of, I guess, history, and they had to escape a lot of a concentration camp at one time when they were younger. And this person is now older and said, I did not tell anybody that story my entire life. There was just no way I was going to do that. It was just kept inside of me. And he didn't release it until he was in his 90s. And he just felt that it was then time, you know, to be able to be okay with his life, you know, and he wasn't okay with his life all through that, but he was going to be now, and he still is living on, and, you know, just saying, you don't need to wait till that long. It's okay to let some of these things go and to heal yourself all along the way.
And not to give them power, you know, right, over us, because as you just said, that not sharing that kind of was that situation was...
Yes.
Ruining his enjoyment of every day. I had a woman write me about one quote by Dale Carnegie about taking back your power, and how when you're upset with someone else, they may not even know it. And this woman was violently raped when she was a teenager. Not a great thing. But what happened was she kept it a secret for 55 years. And she said, I read this quote about taking back your power, about my enemies are hurting me and they don't even know it. And she said, I now see that quote every single day. I've taken back my power and I am finally enjoying my life again.
Absolutely.
So amazing how people keep this thing, whatever it is, whether it's an awful boss or someone in their relationship or something that happened to them when they were much younger, and they carry around that for years, and of course it influences how they enjoy life.
And in your chapter in the book, The Art of Living Joyfully, it is towards the back, it's Positive Thoughts is the chapter, and it says, out of difficulties grow miracles, by LaBruyere, but there's also another one from Bob Conklin, and it said, it is not the situation, it is your reaction to the situation. So that's exactly what we were both saying about.
Right. And here's a quotation in the book by Sally Raspberry and Patty Selwyn. It says, we all have 100% to deal with in our lives. 10% is important, 90% unimportant. The secret to a happy, productive life is to deal with the 10% and let the 90% slip.
Yeah.
So again, what are you focusing on? What are people's attitude towards things? Because that will really change how they see the world.
There's also a quote in the front of your book under beauty. It says, things are beautiful if you love them, by Jean Anouilh. And I think also I would say to that, things are beautiful if you allow them, because sometimes we hold them off so far that if they don't look, in other words, if you don't walk, quack, and look like a duck, you're not a duck. So, you know, a lot of people hold it off in lieu of perfection or what your beliefs, you know, are, that you might be missing out on something that a really great gift.
Right. I'm not going to do this because, you know, I can't do this because. I'm not going to write. You don't know how many people. My first book was The Healing Power of Humor. And there were so many people when I had the idea for that book, which is now in a 40th printing and a 9th foreign language translation. But when I first wrote that book, people would say, you can't write a book. You know, there's 40,000 books published. Most of them don't make their advance back. You're not going to make money with the book. You know, why are you wasting your time? The fact is, a lot of people are so negative about stuff because they're afraid of doing it or they can't do it. And so I think you have to get those kind of naysayers out of your life and just pursue what you want to do. And you know, my workshops, I talk about L-A-U-G-H because I do humor programs, and the A is for attitude. And just don't let other people's attitude influence you, because they're not you, you know, and you need to live your own dreams and hopes and go after what you want so that you will have a happier life, and you know, maybe they will or not, but don't let some of their negative attitudes rub off on you, and get the art of living joyfully, because it will show you how to have a happier day every day of the year.
Absolutely. And in the
chapter, I just put a plug in there.
Yes, I see. I see. And on your chapter on friendship, one quote from David Gentry, it says, "True friendship comes when silence between two people is comfortable." Have you ever noticed that you call up someone and you say, "I don't really have anything to say. I'm just calling you." Or you'll see two older friends and they'll say, "I haven't heard from you in a while." And the other person will say, "Well, I didn't have anything to say." And isn't that the truth? And what I like to say is, isn't that fabulous? Because we're not spreading gossip, you know?
Right,
we're not complaining. Right. We're not complaining. We're not whining. We're not talking about other people. You know, when you really have a true friend, you know, you can just pick up the phone and say, "Hello, isn't it a great day? The sun's out, it's raining, it's this, that, or the other. And
yeah.
I just wanted to see how you're doing, and, you know, on to the next day." And it could be a 3-second phone call. This really might all you need, you know, to touch. It's almost like touching energy. It's sort of like, you know, I like to say, when you get up in the morning, you look outside and the sun's out, you go, "Oh, hi, sun." That's it. That's all you needed. You know, in other words, you don't have to lament on it the whole day. You know, you just see it. It warmed your body, and you're on to the next thing. So,
right. And I'm doing that. I live in California, San Francisco, and we haven't had a lot of rain lately. And suddenly last week and this week we're getting rain. So when I wake up and I see the rain, that kind of fills me with joy.
Right.
Because we need it, you know, and water is so important and we can't live without it. And we're finally getting it. So I'm grateful for that. And it brings me joy. Yes, it's raining. I can stay in and do, you know, whatever I need to do inside the house. And so that brings me joy, too.
And I think so, too. It's very important to understand what joy is. Joy is not, you know, "Hey, my day is going to be fantabulous. There will never be anything wrong. You know, I'm going to win the lottery. I'm, you know, going to get to work 20 minutes early, and somebody will buy me lunch, and, you know, I'll have flowers when I get home." That's, you know, those are external things. Again, we really need to be focused on what is external and what's internal. And joy comes from inside. Joy does not come from all the outside stuff. I mean, great, you feel that, you know, you feel the effects of that, but still your joy is coming from inside, because, you know, if somebody puts flowers there, you're feeling inside, but it's an effect of that outside thing. You really want to get up in the morning and just say, "I'm just joyful for today." And that's really something you need to harness.
Right. And I think people can learn to do that. You know, again, it's attitude. And, Just hanging around somebody, like you talked about friends, hang around somebody who's always joyous, and I think that starts rubbing off. You know, don't hang around with people who are gloomy. I remember when I lived in New York City, I'd walk my dog every day, and every day I'd pass this woman on my block, and she would always tell me about the murders, the robberies, the fires, the rapes, whatever, in the neighborhood. And I don't know what it was. I was pretty dense at the time, but it took me a couple of weeks to realize, hey, Alan, I didn't have to walk my dog in that direction. I could cross the street, walk in the other direction, and not see that person. I called her the voice of doom. And I could get the voice of doom out of my life, and I think everybody can do that, and I think they'd be happier doing that.
Alan, but also, too, you can look at it another way. She was someone who was feeling like she was mothering in the neighborhood. She wanted everyone to know so they could be careful.
See? Yeah, but it brought me down every time.
Yes,
it's like
does.
The news. I don't put the news. I know a lot of people wake up, the first thing they do is put the news on in the morning,
yes.
And the last thing they do and put the TV on at night and watch the news. I refuse to do that because I think, particularly before bed, all that, that negative stuff, you know, just feeds into our brain and brings us down. I don't want that. So, yes, I do get the news. I listen to it sometime on the hour, the first 5 minutes. I read the newspaper quickly to see what's going on in the world and see where I may want to try to make the world better. But I don't soak up in it because I think that's not healthy.
You also, in your book on the chapter on Lighten Up, it's by Bernie Siegel. It says, if God came in and said, I want you to be happier for the rest of your life, what would you do? Do you think anybody would just stop and say, they wouldn't have that answer. Do you think everybody would have an answer?
No. I think we were born to be fully, to be fully realized who we are, to help other people, to help make the world better, and to be more joyous. And it's hard sometimes in the world right now, but if each of us had that goal, say for this 2015, if you had a goal every day to be more joyous or do one joyous thing, that will rub off on other people. And you will be happier, I believe, healthier, and other people will be too, and it will probably or could spread to other people and just make a better place to live for a lot of people.
And also to be able to do it every day. In your book, you also have a quote from Roy Goodman. It said, remember that happiness is a way of travel, not a destination. So don't say, I'm going to be happier this year. Just going to say, I'm happy in this moment. And continue to repeat. You know, rinse, wash, and repeat that same phrase. You know, I am happy in this moment. I'm happy in this moment. Not I'm going to be. I am.
Right. I love what Kenneth Good says. A quote here, it says, get out of bed forcing a smile. You may not smile because you are cheerful, but if you will force yourself to smile, you'll be cheerful because you smile.
Yeah.
So, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
But
right.
I think if you force a smile, as I said, other people see that smile and they'll start smiling too.
Yeah, and it's just, and it is hard, We're not making too much we're not making light of that people don't have challenges. We know everybody does. But also, most of the time, if you're not feeling well, you will turn on the TV and you'll laugh. Or you will, someone will call you and you will smile or you'll lighten up. Or something will happen. It's just about opening your own eyes and paying attention, just like your books have all of these quotes for so many different situations. And I find that so important, because if you're having that day where you're just saying, oh my gosh, I just can't get out of my own melodrama, and you open up the book and you read something and you say, gosh, okay, take that in and let that soak into your being and say, you know what, I can let all my other stuff go for just 1 minute, read these two sentences, and just lighten up my own load.
I just found an appropriate quote to what you're saying by a very famous, very good writer named Alan Klein. I quoted myself in this book. And I said, when we can laugh through our tears, we are being given a powerful message. Things may be bad, but they cannot be all that bad.
Right. Right, absolutely. Don't you think?
Oh, definitely. So, it's at a choice. Every moment of the day, we are being given a choice of how we're going to react to whatever it is that's before us on our plate. Every moment of the day. So you can choose to make the world a better place, and you can be very upset about what's happening, or you can choose to make the world a better place, and you can lighten up about it. And you probably get more accomplished if you lighten up about it. I mean, if you look at the major gurus in the world, mm-hmm. they've taken everything a little lighter. You know, they're always chuckling and smiling and happy, and they're having some of the same problems that you're having, but they see things in a much lighter way. And I think that's why people are attracted to gurus, because they do help us lighten up the load that we have to carry.
Absolutely. Well, Alan, it's a pleasure to have you with us every day in January. Every Sunday is a great time to talk about all of your books. Would you like to share with the listeners about how they might find out more information about you?
Does that mean the show's over?
It sure does.
Oh, my God. yeah, wow, that was quick. So people can get me at my website, which is www. And then my name, Alan Klein, all one word, .com. And I'll just spell that, because there's various spellings for those two names. So it's Alan, A-L-L-E-N, Klein is K-L-E-I-N, alanklein.com.
And Alan, I found the greatest quote so we could end the show on. Colors fade, temples crumble, empires fall, but wise words endure, by Edward Thorndike. And isn't that so true? You have so many books with so many words of wisdom and inspiration. Everyone will feel or be touched by something in these books.
Well, thank you for having me on, and you've made my day really joyful.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure. If you'd like more information about Alan Klein and all of his books, the book we talked about today is The Art of Living Joyfully, How to Be Happier Every Day of the Year. And as Alan and I have both focused on throughout the show, is don't wait and set it up as I'm going to be happier this year. Just say I'm happier in this moment and keep in just repeating that phrase, and you will find at the end of the year you've had a happier year. So please do check out Alan's link. It is in the bottom of today's show page. It'll take you directly to his website, where you will find out more information about Alan and all of his other books of great inspirational words. So thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you with us. And please do check out our other guests on Health Blast 2015. You may listen to over 55 guests that we'll be having on from December 24th on. And you can listen to them on Archive, Sedona Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and we will also be on YouTube within the month of January. So thank you so much for joining us, and have a wonderful day. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today here on Alternative Medicine and Wellness. It has been a pleasure to be with you, and we hope you found more information that will be able to make your life just a little bit easier. You know, it's not an easy trip all the time in this life, and sometimes we say, you know, if I could just maybe hear it from somebody else, or maybe hear that someone else's story might be similar to mine, or maybe just gain a few extra tips to make my journey a little bit easier. Please join us on Health Blast Radio every day for the year 2015, where we will be having so many different practitioners, all kinds of authors, just regular people like you and I, having a casual conversation about a different topic almost every day. Check out our website for more information on the Women Over Age 50 group. It is drjeanettegallagher.com. You can always just Google my name, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and you will find out so much more information about upcoming radio shows, about other websites I have, other programs we are currently doing. And if you just need help, please pick any of the websites, any of the links, and send me a private message. Thank you so much for joining us today on Health Blast Radio. It's been an absolute pleasure, and please, just in the morning, before you reach for that cell phone or the television remote or even your glasses, open your eyes and say, thank you, God, for another day. It's been a pleasure. And have a great day.